This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation today pays tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during terrorist attack 24 years ago on 13 December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. Leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, and other members of the Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In a social media post, the President, Draupadi Murmu, said, "The nation salutes the courage, valour and sacrifice of the heroes whose devotion to duty continues to guide India's national spirit." She added that the country remains forever indebted to the martyrs and the families. The president also reaffirmed India's firm resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan paid homage to the brave security personnel who laid down their lives while protecting Parliament during the terrorist attack on this day in 2001. In a social media post, Mr. Shah remembered the indomitable valour and courage of the security forces at that time. He added that the nation will forever remain indebted to the sacrifice and martyrdom of the heroic warriors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlighted how the brave security personnel stood as an unbreakable shield during the cowardly terror attack on Parliament House. He said that the courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering sense of duty will forever live in the nation's conscience and inspire the country's resolve. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, also said that the supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in the line of duty has protected the sanctity of the country's democracy and upheld the nation's sovereignty. The Indian Army has been strengthened with 491 new young officers today. A grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. More details from a correspondent.
The parade was held in front of the historic Chetwood building at the Indian Military Academy, where a total of 525 gentlemen cadets took the antim pag to become commissioned officers of the army. Among them were 34 cadets from friendly foreign countries who will now join the armed forces of their respective nations after completing their training. The parade was reviewed by the Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, as the reviewing officer. On this occasion, the young cadet displayed exemplary discipline, dedication and military pride. Set against the backdrop of rich military traditions and heritage, the ceremony was filled with a strong spirit of patriotism. For overall excellence during the training, the prestigious Sword of Honor was awarded to Nishkal Dwivedi. Officer Cadet Nishkal Dwivedi also secured first position in the Order of Merit and received the gold medal. Badal Yadav stood second with Kamaljeet Singh, secured third place and was awarded the bronze medal. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan from December 15th to 16th at the invitation of His Majesty King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Amman. The visit is expected to review progress in bilateral cooperation across political, economic and strategic domains with particular focus on regional stability in West Asia. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, CERT-IN, of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeITY, hosted a cybersecurity familiarization and interaction session for visiting journalists from Europe, America and Central Asian countries in New Delhi. The session was hosted in collaboration with the Minister of External Affairs, MEA. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe cold wave conditions over north interior Karnataka till tomorrow. Cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over Chhattisgarh, Telangana, south interior Karnataka and Odisha today. According to IMD, dense fog conditions are also expected in Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, northeastern parts of the country today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds in Andaman and Nicobar Islands till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.